Hey, we're back here. It's downtown on a Tuesday afternoon. Let's talk a little basketball, NBA playoffs, Celtics with lots of off-season question marks. John Corrales from Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast is here. And John, let's start with, Let's see. How about the short list for next Celtics coach? Who do you think is on it? Who should be on it?
Ooh, the short list. I think it's a very long list at this point. I know that they've interviewed their assistants, Jay Larinaga, Scott Morrison, just did Jerome Allen. So they'll be on the list for sure. The thing about this list is it could be any number of different directions for Brad Stevens here, and we just have no guidance as far as which direction he's going to go. So is he going to go into the former player route? Is he going to look at a Chauncey Billups? Is he going to look at Sam Cassell? There are a number of assistant coaches where he could look at Ime Udoka from Brooklyn, who is an interesting guy. Darvin Ham from Milwaukee. You can go into any number of former assistant players, former coaches. Becky Hammond, San Antonio, is a name that's certainly going to be mentioned. College coaches, Juwan Howard is a name that's certainly going to come around in any of these openings. He's done a great job at Michigan. Well, I would personally love to see him stay at Michigan just because I love the story of a former player going to his alma mater. Mm. He probably wants that NBA job. So, but he'll definitely be in consideration. And I think the most interesting candidate is Carroll Lawson, who left Boston as an assistant coach after a year to go be the head coach at Duke women's basketball. She obviously wants to be a head coach. She was beloved by the Celtics, by the players. She immediately earned their respect. Obviously, be an interesting and historical hire for the Celtics. But I think just from a pure basketball perspective, if she wasn't a woman and people had some aversion to that, she'd be a candidate that immediately would come to front of mind. And I think that she has enough respect from Stevens and the players that if she wants to go there after just 1 year in college, she'll have the opportunity.
All right, let's look at the roster. Can they find a taker out there for Kemba Walker?
I think they can. It depends, obviously, on a lot of different things. It depends on what Brad Stevens is hoping to accomplish with a Kemba Walker trade. Are they trying to bring back players? I think there are a couple of trades there. I think the Lakers are an interesting trade partner. The Clippers are an interesting trade partner. Basically a team that has traded away a lot of its draft capital and is looking to retool, but has few avenues to retool. A player like Kemba could be a nice upgrade over some of the players that they have, and Boston knows that they're taking back probably 50 to 75 cents on the dollar, and they can get some useful players out of this. If the Celtics are trying to save money, I'm looking at a Clippers trade for Patrick Beverley, Luke Kennard, and somebody else in there that makes the numbers work, but you can flip Patrick Beverley in another deal, get something back for that, and you get Luke Kennard, who makes about $13 million, and the Celtics end up saving about $23 million or so in a deal like that, and that's to get a useful player, and that kind of savings is something that they would love. I also think that they could explore going to maybe like an OKC or even the New York Knicks and say, hey, we'll pay you this draft asset, whatever, first round pick, second round picks, whatever the number is, to take him. We'll create a traded player exception, a monster $36 million traded player exception. We go through the Hayward thing that we went through this past season, and we see if the Celtics position themselves to trade for a guy with a huge salary. It would make things interesting for sure.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. I won't ask you who's on the trade block, but instead, who is definitely not going anywhere?
Well, I think you probably can assume that Jason Tatum's not going anywhere. I would hope that Jaylen Brown's not going anywhere. After that, it's pretty open, depending on the deal that's out there. Now, I know that Brad Stevens values Marcus Smart pretty highly, but that was as a coach. And I don't know if anything, from the front office perspective, changes that. But you're looking at just about anybody else on the roster could go in the right move. So people like to bring up Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown only in a trade for like a top five player. I'm not even sure if he, you know, people are starting to throw around Jaylen Brown and Damian Lillard. I know how good Damian Lillard is, but I don't know if I'm ready to give up on Jaylen Brown. Like, Lillard is older and he's been great. I'm afraid that we're looking at a situation where you're kind of getting a better version of Kemba Walker with the, like, and I mean the potential for injury and all of that. He's played a lot. He's played a ton of minutes. So I personally consider Jaylen Brown untradeable.
Yeah, and I wonder too, is there anybody on the team that that teammates respect more and look to for leadership any more than Jaylen Brown? Maybe a Marcus Smart, I don't know.
Yeah, look, Marcus has been around and they respect his work, but Jaylen has, you know, has had the tough conversations and is willing to continue to have those tough conversations. He speaks his mind, and that's an important type of player to have around the team. Look, it's very clear that the NBA has a basketball element, a social element, a consciousness element, and they need to make sure that they're keeping the players who can advance some of the things that are important to other players, especially in Boston, where Boston has taken a few hits recently. To have Jaylen Brown there as one of the leaders, one of the people of the NBA characterizes as such, is important.
I also wanted to ask you, as we look around the league, who, from your perspective, is the biggest surprise of the NBA postseason so far?
Well, you got to think the Phoenix Suns probably head that list, only because I think in our minds, the Phoenix Suns were kind of like, oh, fun story. You know, the Lakers kind of were the seventh seed because of different things. And there were teams that they were going to face that, like, it's nice that they got to the second seed, but the real playoff teams are in the offing here. And they'll be a fun story and then they'll go away. So I think Phoenix has been a tremendously surprising story, and it's them or Atlanta who just dispatched the New York Knicks. And sure, the Knicks, I think, were, I thought the Atlanta Hawks were going to be the team that was not ready for prime time, but that was the Knicks. They kind of folded under the pressure, and we'll see tonight. Like, they came out and they smacked Philly pretty good in game one. Now we'll see how Philly responds in game two, but I can't imagine the Atlanta Hawks. What if they go into Philadelphia and take the first two games of this series? I mean, that would be amazing. So the Hawks are certainly extraordinarily surprising. It'd be interesting, you know, especially when you consider that, you know, Lloyd Pierce is one of the coaching candidates that's going to get heavy consideration. And it's an interesting kind of conversation to have about him, that he got fired. And a couple other things, like, it's not completely fair to say that, you know, it's because they fired Lloyd Pierce, but that was certainly a flashpoint for the Hawks, that they brought in, they got rid of Lloyd Pierce, and all of a sudden it's, you know, they're on their way to potentially the Eastern Conference Finals.
Do you think our old friend Steve Clifford ends up with another head coaching job?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's had his rough times down in Orlando, but I think Clifford has proven himself to be a good coach. I don't know if he goes the assistant coach route. Could have been a good assistant in Boston with Brad Stevens if he had stuck around. But I think that for a team that's looking for a defensive identity, then maybe going with Clifford could really help. And look, Clifford has that reputation, and Portland Trailblazers just got, you know, just fired Terry Stotts. It could be an easy flip and a switch, like almost like you're trading head coaches there. Clifford could be interesting in Portland with his. Obviously, the offense is going to be great with Damian Lillard, and we'll see what they end up keeping and not keeping. But Clifford knows how to coach a defensive team, and they need to learn how to become a defensive team in Portland. So that could be an interesting stop for him.
Father's Day coming up. I can't think of anything that would make your dad happier than to get a copy of John's book. It's available everywhere, the Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. I'm just saying, Father's Day, less than two or just over 2 weeks away. Get it. Make somebody happy.
I could not agree more.
Right. Hey, John, thank you very much as always, and we'll visit with you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. See ya.